as most people would have seen, is we opened four lanes to traffic at the end of March, but we had some work to do to finish off the technology, and that's what we've done in the last couple of days. So we've managed to fully open the road to 70 miles an hour with all the technology now working, as you would see on other smart motorway schemes such as the M25. The traffic's very quiet at the moment, so you shouldn't notice anything untowards. But obviously, if there is an incident, our regional control centre can set the overhead gantries with warning signs. They can set lane closures. They can put speed restrictions in place. So it's fully operational that we can control any incidents. When the country gets back to normal and we have normal traffic flows, obviously a smart motorway is designed to work, that at peak hours when you get congestion, the technology will automatically set lower speed limits, so you even out the flow of traffic so that you get a more reliable journey time. But obviously, with traffic flows being down by about 60% at the moment, we wouldn't normally expect to see that on the M20 just at the moment during peak hours. So what we're putting in place on the M20 are some enforcement cameras, which will come into use later on this year. And if you were to go through a reduced speed limit and exceed it by a certain amount, then you are liable to receive a fine in the post from the police. So we would urge people to take notice of the signage because it's there for a very good safety reason. It's important to remember that the off slips still retain hard shoulders, so they're places of relative safety as well. So on this scheme, we have a place of relative safety roughly every 1.8 kilometres. So about 1.2 miles, you'll find a place of relative safety, which we would urge people to use if the car starts breaking down. And so if you keep a lookout, there are signs on the side of the road which will show you a picture of a lay-by with an SOS, and it will tell you how far away that particular emergency area is. And if you go to that emergency area, there's an emergency telephone there which will connect you to our control centre, and they'll be able to arrange help for you.